Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Clubhouse episode 231. Masters week.
Clubhouse. 232.
233. Ah, I've messed it up already.
You really have. Start again.
Start all again.
Yeah, start again. No.
That's, I've really messed it up. I apologise.
This Clubhouse, I like the fact it's a little bit more chill, but don't take your foot off the gas too much. But he's already scrolling.
I'm not.
He's not in it. He's gone. We've lost him. He's back.
We've just put, and this might be, oh, jeez. What's my mind doing? We've just actually put some job adverts out. And the amount of message I'm getting from people who want to apply and work for us. So if you're listening to the podcast, this is your final day you could potentially apply for. We're looking for a new content producer who will help film main channel videos, help film the podcast. You'll actually work with our wonderful friend, Matt and Ed. You'll help
friend?
Also.
I'm looking forward for a new friend.
You need some.
I need, yeah. Well,
I don't know where we get them.
We've only got one.
The annoying thing is we're recording this a little bit early because it has to be out while Rick's away at the Masters. So yeah. Your friend who had the fake hole in one, which people listen to this now will know about, but that's not out to the public yet, I don't believe. So has he heard about it and does he know about it? Or have you told him about it?
I've not seen him yet.
Right, okay.
I will be telling him.
What was his
name
again?
Jake.
Jake what?
Jake Glemond.
Glemond?
Like G-L-I.
G-L-I?
So it's either Glemond or Glemond. Lyman. I'm going to say Glymond.
Anyway, sorry, back Jake. To business. Yeah, we're looking for a content producer who I think needs to know how to use a video camera and also edit. We're also looking for an assistant junior social media editor. And also, we're looking for an e-commerce manager. So if you are interested in applying for any of the jobs working here at Rickshields Media, be sure to check out the website, Rickshields Media, Rickshields Golf, Rickshields. What's my website?
Rickshields.com.
Rickshields.com. And go down to the bottom. And maybe a new presenter, maybe a new main presenter's needed.
Well, today,
must have a beard.
Today is, as we're recording this a bit early, but this is going out Friday of the Masters. So by the time people listen to this, they will have watched the Thursday. Go on.
And you know who's leading the Masters today?
Rory McIlroy.
Yes. And I, if that's not the case, I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler.
I know. Mimouli.
That's a better deal. So this will be out on Friday. Currently right now, Rick, you will be in America.
I am actually in America right now.
Lapping it up. I wonder if you drank last night.
I said Friday was going to be my big day.
So today, yeah, but you said. What you said and what you do and might that, be quite different
and
things.
And that's a little bit like Friday. I mean, it might as well be Thursday. Well, here,
let me tell you my concern. The weekend just gone. This weekend hasn't happened yet, but you will be on a stag do.
I'm on a stag do, yes.
So you'll have had the stag do. You can say about the football match you go into now, it'll have been and gone.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I enjoyed it or not, though.
Yeah. This is the problem with recording podcasts in advance. You go into a big football game
in
Scotland.
I'm going to Rangers. I always want to say Celtic. Rangers Celtic match.
And that's been, so yeah, that's not happened yet, but when people listen, it's been and gone. Yes. So that was a good, that you enjoyed that, I bet.
I really enjoyed
you
it.
You were sourcing, I'm imagining, Guinness in.
I've not stopped sourcing.
So then how do you go from a stag do to then a couple of days off to then back to America for the best week of the year?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm going to come back a very different person.
I'm excited either way because you're either going to come back and be like, nope, I stayed true to myself. I'm fresh. Or you're going to come back and be like, it's out of my system now.
I don't think there'll be an in-between.
No, there won't be. That's why it's exciting.
I actually think I'll come back and almost like, you know what, guy? I'm really clean. I've had a real epiphany. And, you know, I've lost I've lost 2 stone.
Yeah.
I didn't drink on the stag do. You know, I'm really recharged and ready for continuing to making great content.
Or
I come back 2 stone heavier.
Correct.
I've got a black eye from the football, which I've also then got to carry over into the
yeah.
Masters.
It's like a roulette wheel in a sense that black is, it all goes wrong. It's all, you do drink loads, da, da, da. You drink every night, blah, blah. Red is, well, I didn't drink at all, it's really good. Then there's that zero, that green zero. There's only one number where you're like, yeah, it's quite balanced. Now, it's never going to land on zero.
Well, that's the amount of chance I've got of that happening. I've got zero chance. But yeah, I'm intrigued, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a mad week and a half. And obviously, as you're listening to this, I'm going to be coming to the end of it. But yeah, hopefully I want to be sensible. I want to come back going, you know what? I didn't streak on the 18th hole.
And again.
Now I've been banned from the Masters forever and potentially completely ruined
my
career.
I'd love that for a podcast though. I'd love it for the one podcast and I'd hate it after that.
What I do want to come back and saying, Rick, that's me.
Talk to yourself in the mirror.
I spoke to 10 of the biggest players. They put me in a room with 10 of the biggest players in the world and I've arranged
Paul Sturgis.
10 shot challenges.
That would be phenomenal.
One at Augusta, one at Sawgrass, one at Pebble Beach, one at Pine Valley. So that's the way I'm going to go into this.
I would love that. Nothing more.
I will do my best to say, and at the end of it go, and also Augusta National have agreed to let me film a break 75 there.
And I'm your guest. We've had some emails, and we've actually had a lot more emails coming through off the back of these Clubhouse episodes. So please do continue to email us, and there's a great chance we'll read them out on these podcasts that go out on a Friday. Email address is podcast@rickshields.com. It's that easy, Rick, like your website, rickshields.com. It's that easy. This is a short one, but really nice one from Philip in Germany. He says, hi there. At the moment, I am on a train somewhere between Hanover and Berlin watching your podcast for the first time in months. I've just had the busiest of times since last summer and didn't find the time to listen or watch the show. Before, I had been a regular listening to the podcast every Tuesday morning and enjoying it every time. Just writing to you to say how much I take it in right now and I'm back on the way to the clubhouse. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Philip from Germany. Philip, I appreciate that, firstly and foremost. Thank you very much. And it's great to have listeners all over the world. But don't give me that old nonsense, I didn't have time. Didn't have time to listen to the podcast or watch. You've always got time to listen to this podcast.
He's going to get a real shock as he gets closer to the completing his clubhouse membership application.
It's 2 a week now.
Exactly. He'll get, oh, bloody hell, I've got two I've got to listen to.
This is the thing, right? When we'd done, let's say, 30 or 40 podcasts, to be a member of the clubhouse was easy. It was, you know, episode here and there. Yeah, I'll tick over. I'll be there in no time. Now, it's absolute commitment. It's graft. It's work. It's hard work. It's shitty work. We can swear in this podcast if we want to. And you've got to do it.
That's why we've only got 2 members.
Yeah, me and you. I'm not even in it. I'm not in. But very good. We do appreciate everyone that listens. Andy Clark has emailed in. I'd like to hear Matt's take on this as well, because Matt is a very fit young guy. He's very muscular, very lean, got a lot of club head speed. He used to have a lot of club head speed. It's gone a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit slow now.
It's a bit slow. But he says, hi, Guy and Rick. I'll also have mine. Hi, Guy, Rick and Matt. Loving the podcast. I've been a clubhouse follower for 2.5 years now. Just wanting to know your thoughts on a pre-round warm-up. Last weekend, I went for a quick 9 holes, which was my first of the year, and I hadn't swung a club for 5 months. Arrived at the golf course with 5 minutes to tee off. I went double bogey on the first 5 holes, then 2 bogeys, and then 2 pars. And finally started to feel like I was warm and ready, but by the time I'd finished my golf. So did 9 holes, it's gone. 5 double bogeys, 2 bogeys, 2 pars, progress. I'm looking forward to the next round, but I was wondering if you guys had a pre-match routine or do you just turn up and play like I did?
I do think this is a really hard question to answer because I do think everyone's pre-game routine can be very different.
Mm.
You know, I hate getting to a golf course too early.
Yeah?
Like, hate it. Like, if I'm playing a proper round of golf, I would hate to arrive at a golf course 1 hour early.
Really?
Yeah, hate it.
Wow.
I feel like I'm just there for too long.
I thought you liked a bit of a clubhouse, a little bit of a sandwich.
If I'm going properly.
Oh, for
to
like...
play a proper round of golf.
Somewhat competitive, maybe. Yeah. Right, okay.
I would hate to get there too early. I'd want to get there maybe 35 minutes early.
And what does that look like then?
Quick jump out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Run.
Yeah. He's actually 35 minutes late at this point. So Rick's 35 minutes early is actually an old money, like 5 minutes late, really.
Well, let's think about this logistically, right? 35 minutes early, okay? We've got to take maybe 5 minutes off because of getting to the tea time on time.
Yeah.
Okay? So we've got 30 minutes now.
Pre-match, okay? Toilet.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So really, in that 30 minutes, what else do you need to do? For me, I want to hit 20 golf balls max, full shots, 20 golf balls, and I might hit a couple of little wedge shots. I'd want to spend maybe 10 minutes on the putting green. You're kind of good to go.
Mm.
I think when players do get there outrageously early, I mean, you see tour pros who are talking about getting there 2 hours early.
Yeah.
2 hours early. What are you doing in that time?
Well, what's funny then is actually think about the email that we've had off Andy, and he said that it took him basically 5 holes of rubbish, then he had 2 holes with bogeys and 2 holes with par. So the bogeys weren't the end of the world. Those first 5 holes, once you take away inevitably maybe some 3 putts and some little duff chips, he's probably not hit many more than 20 full shots anyway, has he?
I think, just honestly, as a warm-up, and I think as soon as you start hitting too many golf balls on the driving range before you go and play, you start changing things too.
I know that, definitely.
If you literally hit 5 wedge shots, 5 7-irons, 5 drivers, finish off with 5 more 7-irons, that really is it. I don't think that's a universal setting for everybody.
Well, recently Matt had his best ever score. There was a slight asterisk, as there always is.
He loves his asterisk.
What did you shoot, Matt?
1 under.
After 18 holes?
14.
14 holes. But still, it was an 18 hole comp and 4 holes.
So he shot 71 over 14 holes.
No, he did. Matt's game is massively improving. And what's your routine? Because you used to be a competitive professional cyclist, yeah. So obviously you weren't shy of practicing, of grinding. What's your pre-match looking like now?
I've been very trying to be very specific now. Like I'm very much in Rick's camp. I don't like to be too early because I do find myself just sat there for too long.
And so if you're on the driving range, me for Matt,
well, yeah, but this is where
different.
Well, yeah, my early is I'm an hour there, but I do my preparation the day before. I'm 24 hours early. No, because what I like to do, I like to go to the range the day before, just feel like I'm swinging it well, and then the last tee shot I hit on the range is what I'm planning on hitting off the first, and I don't leave the range until I've hit that good one, and then I go away, enjoy my sleep, get there an hour early, and then I literally hit a couple of wedges like you and then spend 10 minutes on the putting green.
I don't believe that. I think once you've spent hitting 250 golf balls at the range the day before for no benefit whatsoever to your golf game, you might technically arrive an hour early, but under the radar, you've actually woke up at the crack of dawn, you've gone out with the greenkeepers, you've walked the entire golf course to figure out the statistical location of every single pin position, you understand where the orientation of the wind is going to be and the potential air density.
I do actually check the wind, but
you then return back home stealth-wise, you pretend you just woke up, but really woke up in all your golf gear.
Yeah. Theragun's always
Theragun'd. The car. You've cleaned your golf club 3 times, re-gripped them just in case.
Yeah. I've actually done all that recently.
And then you get to the golf club. I've only arrived an hour early. Oh, look at me being all underprepared.
God, I had a few beers last night.
You know what does groggy. Surprise me a bit though is that me and Rick, we're quite similar with some things, but yet very different. And what I mean by that is you aren't somebody that likes to have clean golf clubs. If I was playing around the golf that I've been looking forward to, I can't think of anything better than cleaning my clubs. That I really enjoy it.
I must admit, though, again, going back to the story we talked about on the main podcast today, when I did play Augusta last year, I couldn't play that with dirty clubs. But I like a bit of, sometimes going in my golf bag and going, have I got enough balls?
I hate that.
Yeah, that would stress me out.
And you know what I do? Like, I like clubs being worn. So I like my 7-iron, because that's how I use most of the range, getting a little bit of a wear pattern. Yeah. Not quite as central as I'd like, but it's decent. I like that. And that little bit like, my 3-wood's a bit scratched, but then I want it to be clean.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Anyway, Tony Gibson has said, hi guys, I hope you're both doing well. Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you?
On that, sorry, a quick point. I can't stand dirty shoes.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are into
I have to have clean shoes. I hate having dirty shoes.
Clean shoes.
Yeah, anyway.
Clean man. So Gibbo, Toby Gibson. I think I said Tony Gibson. It's Toby.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns.
Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Toby Gibson. It's quite different that, because Tony Gibson, I'm thinking middle-aged bloke with glasses who sports Everton for some reason. Toby Gibson, I'm thinking, works in London creative. It's only a B and an N that changes that, but for me, Toby Gibson in my head is so different to Tony Gibson.
It really is.
Isn't it? Tony Gibson, for me, he's 45, lives in Liverpool, supports Everton, he has glasses, about 5'8". Nice fella. Maybe he's a...
But then what about if you threw in Anthony Gibson?
Thinking of that now, I'm thinking of footballer weirdly.
Because Anthony, Tony's short for Anthony. Yeah.
I'm thinking Anthony Gibson, I'm thinking plays for Stoke.
And what's that?
Whereas,
and what about Tobias?
Oh, Tobias Gibson is a different story altogether. Tobias went to private school.
I always used to love the name Tobias.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't know why. I had a mate when I was growing up called Tobias and he was dead cool. And I always remember when thinking, when I have a kid, I'm going to call him Tobias, and obviously never did. But
could still do if you ever know. Well, Toby Gibson, yes. Toby, he, for me, he lives in Shoreditch in London. He's creative. He's quite tall, maybe 6'3". Anyway, he has said, hope you're both doing well.
How's he talk?
He does that thing where he raises his voice at the end of a sentence. So he's like, hey, Rick, it's Toby Gibson here. I hope you're well, mate. I love the videos. I love everything you do. I love the podcast. What's Guy? Anyway,
Guy.
He has said, hope you're both doing well. It's not even that good of a question, really. Sorry, Toby, after all this. But anyway, when I watch the videos, I often notice there aren't many other people around you. Is that because you book up slots before and after, or just a coincidence? I would also love to know how long you're on the golf course for to make a Break 75 video. So why don't we go for two angles? You can give your angle, Rick, on what you do in a Break 75. Maybe Matt can jump in and give a bit of light on how he makes a Break 75.
Well, we booked the whole golf course out for 3 days.
Yep.
And then we actually have three rounds of golf, and I'm dressed in exactly the same clothes for all three rounds.
Correct.
And we actually, believe it or not, because you wouldn't believe this from the scores that I shoot, we actually then hand pick the best score on each hole and put them all together for 18 holes.
Mm.
And still, I can't break 75.
No. And then we dress up Ed in a beard.
And so then you play for Rick.
Stunt double.
Stunt double, Rick.
To be honest, it's... The question on not many people being around is probably the two things. One, we do our best to film in quieter spells out on the golf course, so either early in the morning or in the afternoon. Golf courses do often book multiple tees out around us. But then also the
not
way...
Not a crazy amount, is it, normally?
But we don't also need that. But the way we actually film, you don't see that many people. Like, we don't... I don't think you would ever really see that many people if we were out filming.
You don't when you're playing golf, really. No. You might see other groups on the tees, but not crazy.
Depends
amounts.
On the golf course. Like.
And also, as well, you think about it, when you do see people, if you're in a par three and the group in front is still on the green, you would see them. But we're not going to be filming that part if we're waiting, are we?
No. So I don't think you see a lot of people just because of the way we film our content. And then time-wise, I think people would be surprised. Often in the 1-2 ball, and even 3 balls, even full filming, we do play in regulation play.
Yeah.
I always said as a 2 ball, we probably play the speed of a 4 ball.
Correct.
But it's not slow, like we can keep up with normal play. Like if we, many times when we've been filming at the old course, where you literally, you have to, you get put in, you don't get extra tee times at the old course, you've got to play at that regulation play.
Yeah.
Anything you,
some, sorry.
On, we also film in the weekday as well.
In a weekday, that's a really good point. We never film in the weekend.
That now.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I forgot other people play weekends.
we don't play golf on weekends.
Yeah, because I bet that's a really different experience.
Busier, obviously.
Well, I play a lot of the weekends, so when I actually go to the golf course to film these Break 75s, I'm like, God, it's so much quieter.
Where is everyone? Yeah.
You know what, though? It's like anything in life, isn't it? When you do something on a weekend versus a weekday, even like going to Trafford Centre down the road, if you nipped in now, well, maybe different because it's school holidays, but half one on a random Thursday or Tuesday, whatever, might be a few people. You go on a Saturday at 12 o'clock lunchtime, it's rammed.
In December.
And on that, by the way, Toby Gibson, this proves he's from down south, which we knew anyway. At the end of his email, after he signed it off, he put, PS, glory, glory, Man United. So there's no way he's from up north because he's fought Man United.
Brilliant.
We don't talk about football anymore.
I've always had Toby.
The last email
I actually watched, sorry, I know this is going out really random time now, but I actually watched the City game last night as well. What's happening to me?
I don't know why you like football so much.
I loved it. Yeah, Phil Foden's possibly one of the best footballers in the world. Anyway,
yep.
We digress.
This email is from Drew Nichols, and it says, hi.
So again, Drew Nichols. Or Andrew.
Very
Nichols.
Different, isn't it?
Mm.
But then at the same time, I could see Andrew being younger or older, whereas Drew, I feel like he's in the middle.
No, I feel like Drew, in work, he's called Andrew.
Oh, yeah.
But he's Drew, and he's probably too old to be called Drew. Any indication of that? It's like Drew when he goes, like,
uses Wilson golf clubs is the question.
If he meets someone cool, he go, my name's Drew. And people at work go, why are you saying Drew, Andrew? You called Andrew.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I have a friend, which I'll say on the podcast, who's called Michael, and I call him Mike, and he insists on being called Mikey.
Oh.
And I refuse. I've known him since 2010, started uni. I do not call him Mikey. Other people do, happily, not me. Never. Mikey. It's like me, you said, you weren't right, guy. I'm rebranding. I want to be called
Rick.
Well, even Dick Ricky. Or like something different, or you being. Yeah. I'd call you something different. Matt, something about Mikey offends me.
Yeah. I don't like Matty, though.
I don't mind that.
The difference is, this is where you are very different. If he would say my name's Mike, you'd call him bloody Mikey.
Yes, correct.
You just want to call him something different that you own.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Well, I get called Jude all the time by Rick, so.
Like, you don't. I don't know if you call a single body in this office their actual real name.
I call Matt Matt. I also call him Bellboy. Yeah, that's true. Fair.
You've got that as evidence now, Matt.
Yep. Yeah, next time we need it.
I'll file that to HR to go.
Right, okay. So, Drew has said, I really enjoyed your discussion about Wilson products in this week's podcast. They are a huge brand that often get overlooked. I use Wilson clubs. I almost started using them by accident when I got back into golf a few years ago as I purchased a cheap Wilson wedge, and that was shortly followed by me getting some Wilson D9 irons as I wanted something not too expensive but yet forgiving. I really enjoyed using them, which has now been followed by staff model wedges and a putter and the Dynapower hybrid and driver. I really like how Wilson clubs look as well, as their branding, they have a classic and understated look about them, and of course the performance. Okay, Drew.
Is this Drew from Wilson Golf?
I have also noticed they've recently signed lots of golf influencers instead of tour players, which I think is interesting long-term tactic from them to attract a new audience, realizing there are many people out there who watch YouTube instead of DP World Tour, etc. Which is true, actually. They've signed a few of these kind of TikTok guys.
Yeah, I've seen a few on Instagram.
What's his name?
Lewis Parrow.
He swings it. Who won the Good Championship?
Oh, yeah, Ben Cooper.
Yeah.
He swings it so bloody good.
There's that guy from down south as well, I think. Lewis something.
Yeah.
Pete might have filmed it.
But that's kind of to Drew's email. That is very much why we talk about Wilson quite a bit, certainly as of late, because they do make good product. If they made rubbish product, it wouldn't be a story. It'd be like, there's a rubbish golf brand, make rubbish product, no one buy it, or nobody does buy it. With this, it kind of is that point. Wilson do make a lot of decent gear. And, you know, without spoiling anything, we have got a video on the Hit channel very soon where Rick reviews a new Wilson staff model CB irons.
Which has been filmed, done
and edited, bang, yeah. Ready to go out soon. Maybe even be out by now, actually, I'm not sure. But it's a good brand. And it's just, I think that just shows the importance of people. A lot of people do start with a brand for whatever reason and then become lovers of said brand. It might be something that you buy. Like I said, he bought some cheap wedges that happened to be Wilson, then he kind of moved on through his kind of journey, so to speak. But Wilson is good gear.
Yeah, really good.
It is.
I'm surprised they don't do more sales in golf clubs, because like growing up, Wilson is a brand you'll use massively when it comes to like your tennis or anything at school. Like you just become associated with that name. So to then when you get to golf, if you're just taking it up, I'm surprised that they don't go, oh yeah, Wilson, that's like one of the first brands I would have thought.
I suppose to some degree that's what Nike were relying on.
Yeah.
Weren't they? That like, oh, I buy a pair of Nike football boots. Of course I don't even think about it.
But it's funny though, isn't it? When you look at like, there's brands that make product in lots of different sports. But then equally, if you become interested in a sport, there's always other brands that are only in that said sport. So it's like, if you think about golf, obviously, if you'd never played golf before and you started playing golf, you would know of obviously Puma, Footwear, Adidas, etc., Nike. But you would never have heard of FootJoy. But then arguably FootJoy are one of the biggest brands, along with Echo and stuff, who make footwear. And then, you know, in there's loads of sports, but you can think of other examples where there's actually niche brands that just focus on that one thing. Babolat, is that rackets in it?
Yeah, it's tennis. Yeah. But then you've got Yonex as well, which are also decent golf, or used to be anyway. Not heard of Yonex for a while, actually.
I haven't actually.
I sent them a message, see if they're all right.
I saw it actually, weirdly, going to like different golf brands. I saw, have you watched that Gentleman series?
I've not watched it yet.
Yeah.
They had the Evenroll putter in one of the scenes.
I love that when you're watching a scene in a movie.
I always like to see how they're holding it as well. Like, I watched him like hold his putter.
But you know what really frustrated me with that clip?
Yeah.
Right? Eddie, the main character, looks so, so cool.
Yeah.
He had Lacoste clothing on.
He had the fresh white shoes, didn't he? But
he looked awesome. He really did. And for someone who's not into, I mean, even my wife, she went, bloody hell, he looks great. And I said, absolutely. The main actress, they put her in like some proper crappy, almost like Pringles jumper. And I was like, that's a real shame, that, because you had an opportunity there to almost showcase. And listen, like Eddie, I don't want to give it away, like he's a Duke and stuff, and he should have been dressed nice, but they did it in such a way as like, you look cool as Eddie did there. Class. He was crap. You could tell he's never played golf in his life.
The other thing I don't get in these programs when they have stuff like that is, surely there must be someone on that entire film set when they like set him up to the ball, goes, hang on a minute, that doesn't look right. And they just make them. It's like they had a scene where they had like a pool cue or a snooker cue. And I was just like, no one's ever held a cue like that ever. It's like, come on.
They did it in that, The Phantom of the Open, which was a great film I enjoyed, about Maurice Flitcroft, who was the guy that was to blag his way into the Open Championship. And it was set in like the 70s or whatever it was. And the final scene, or one of the final scenes of the video, we hit this golf shot and he had a glove on. And it was the TaylorMade logo from the mid-2000s at launch. It's like that brand. And it's so sad and golf specific, but it really frustrated me. It's like everything else you've done looks so good. You've got Persimmon Woods and everything, and you've got him in a new glove. It's like they've been filming and something. Oh, I've not got any gloves on set, right? Doris, can you nip to Sports Direct? Yeah, I'll go
get
now.
Get the first one. There's other things as well. Like, I think Rick actually has a picture of this on his phone, but when we flew to Turkey recently, you walk in, you come down the airport, you go, oh, right, coming to Turkey, loads of golf, amazing place. And you get to this like main...
Advertisement board.
Yeah, advertisement board for golf. And there's a picture of a driver with a golf ball teed up and the hole is 3 inches away. Like, you're putting it into the hole for tee. It's just like,
The golf scene in Gentleman was filmed at Brockett Hall.
Was it?
I thought it looked familiar.
Very good. Well, that was a little Friday treat. Yeah. The most exciting thing is that once put these microphones down, in real life, when time is in correct order again, it's the Friday of the Masters tonight.
Yes.
So we'll be watching it on TV, probably me and Matt, together. We can text while watching it. Rick will be there watching it.
I won't be able to text you because I won't have my phone.
You have your Apple Watch, though. That's the whole reason about this Apple Watch.
How have I not even thought about that?
I don't know.
Perfect.
That's why you got it, wasn't it?
And it's cellular. It's
exactly why I got it.
Yeah, little cellular line messages back and forth. Bing, bing, bing.
Perfect.
Oh, I've got to do everything.
See that? I can just normally text
you. Look how excited he is now. His fingers are like
sweating. I can take pictures.
Because that's almost like the perfect scenario.
Correct. Because if you need emergency.
That's what I mean. I mean, I can't text someone on the ground still, but I've got it.
Some people have Apple Watches, though.
You could buy someone else one.
And you can walkie-talkie on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh.
He's fixed. He's sorted. Right, well, that was a pleasant little treat.
Thanks, everyone. See you soon.